with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, in the far South Baltimore neighborhood of Curtis Bay, an accident at a chemical factory released a huge cloud of chlorosulfonic acid, a gas that can burn the lungs and even be fatal. Longshoreman Casimir Kowalski was near the Solvay Inc. chemical plant on Fairfield Road.
A truck full of chemicals inadvertently pulled off with the line still hooked up and ripped the line, and the chemicals come out and hit the ground, and that's why you got the flume.
The Baltimore Fire Department issued a shelter-in-place warning. City officials told 18,000 households within a mile radius of the plant to remain indoors, close their windows, and try to avoid contact with the toxic yellow cloud drifting over the city. No serious injuries were reported, but several Curtis Bay residents were angry about the apparent lack of good safety procedures and public information concerning the numerous chemical and industrial plants that surround their homes. Local resident David Bowman said the acid cloud wasn't the first or last scare in the neighborhood, with a huge explosion a few years back and a warehouse fire on Monday blackening the skies with smoke. The acid cloud, however, was especially unnerving, he said.
It should have never happened because it affects people with lung. I got lung problems and stuff, and it could really affect it more. They should regulate it a lot better and do a better job on doing that stuff for safety reasons. Because there's a lot of people from the neighborhood and a lot of kids and stuff that are involved running around playing and stuff.
And here's what the people of Curtis Bay don't know. New federal safety regulations for chemical plants were scheduled to take effect 6 months ago in March. EPA's so-called chemical disaster rule, inspired by an explosion at a West Texas fertilizer factory that killed 15 people in 2013, would have required companies to conduct safety audits and take more steps to prevent accidents, and provided more information about toxic chemicals to local residents. But after being lobbied by the chemical industry, President Trump's EPA this spring stripped all the deadlines from the regulations, effectively gutting them. Gretchen Goldman is a director at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
It's certainly problematic given that the mission of the Environmental Protection Agency is to protect public health and the environment. And this rule was designed to further protect public health and the environment from future chemical disasters.
One of the groups lobbying against the regulations was the American Chemistry Council, of which Solvay, with its plant in Baltimore, is a member. Another was the Arkema Inc. chemical company, whose plant outside Houston burned and then exploded during the flooding caused by Hurricane Harvey. Bethany Davis-Knoll is a director at the nonprofit Institute for Policy Integrity. She noted that police and firefighters responding to the Arkema fire in Houston were sickened, had to be hospitalized, and are now suing because the company did not provide emergency responders with accurate information about what chemicals were on site.
There is a real need for the people who live nearby and the people who are responding to these accidents to know what they're going to encounter when they walk in to try to put out the fire or when people nearby are trying to protect their families. So now to turn around and cancel those protections, EPA clearly did not think this through, and that is a real danger to public health.
The argument for eliminating regulations like this is that they are burdensome to business. But reducing this burden can create another burden to breathing. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.